This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Georgia legislature is in the final day of its 2014 session with a lot of action still to come on some major and often controversial pieces of legislation. One of the most important this session has been the question of what to do with Georgia's troubled foster care and child welfare system. A proposal to privatize the system has been hotly debated this year. WABE's Michelle Alloy has been covering that story. She joins us now. Michelle, welcome.
Hi, Dennis.
The biggest debate over this bill has been, do we try to privatize the entire child welfare and foster care system for the state all at once, or do we go a little slower and try a few pilot privatization programs in a few places around the state? The Senate had gone for full-bore privatization. The House had wanted to go a little more slowly. So what's new between the two bodies today?
Well, like you said, the Senate had really been pushing for this statewide rollout of services like adoption and foster care and case management. Up until today, it seems that they've really backed away from that plan and passed earlier today a version that's very close to the House's version. Like you said, the House would have rolled out a two-year program, pilot program. The new Senate version rolls out a three-year pilot program. The same number of districts, that's three out of a 15 that they proposed. So that was a real 180 on the Senate's part today.
So is there any indication from leaders in the House that they'll now say, okay, we're all on the same page, let's go ahead with a pilot program to privatize at least parts of the child welfare system?
Well, that's really still to be determined at this point. This House has already passed its version with a two-year pilot program. Now that the Senate has its own version, they both have separate bills. So a conference committee is still needed, but WABE reporter Jonathan Shapiro, who's currently at the House, he was able to speak with Representative Mary Margaret Oliver, who sits on the committee that passed the House version. And she said, at least for her, that the new plan for the Senate is more favorable to what she wants and what she thinks the House may want.
How much do you think the governor had to do with this? Because he certainly has proposed a commission to look at the entire state child welfare system. And so he indicated he wanted the legislature to go a little bit slowly about making any big changes.
Personally, I don't know how much role the governor has played in the Senate and the House as they've sort of battled this out. I know there's been a lot of politics surrounding this bill, but it would seem that the governor has had a hand in moving this forward. He's proposed his Child Welfare Reform Council. He hasn't announced all the members for that council quite yet. He said that announcement was coming in the coming months, and they've really remained mum on that so far as the House and Senate have gone back and forth with what they want for privatization. So it's really kind of still to be seen what the governor really wants moving forward.
And the state's new director of the Office of the Child Advocate, the sort of watchdog over things like foster care, Ashley Wilcott, told me in an interview earlier this week that she wanted to go slow too. And here's what she had to say about efforts to privatize all at once.
I don't oppose privatization, but I do think to slow down, to take a look, and to see the best way to privatize Georgia's child welfare system would be a very positive thing to do, to see what is the best way to improve child welfare in the state of Georgia.
And she is an appointee of Governor Deal, so clearly the signals were sent out, don't you think, from both Ashley Wilcott and from the governor in some of his remarks that at least a message was sent to the legislature publicly.
Oh, most definitely. And you know, on top of new child advocate Ashley Wilcott, that was a message that was also sort of reiterated over and over and over again by a lot of the stakeholders within the child welfare system. They were really advocating for a slow rollout of this. Nobody really vocally spoke out against the idea of privatizing some of these services, but what everybody kind of seemed to want, at least in the stakeholder side, was they just wanted it to go a little bit slower. They wanted to test. They wanted to be able to change things down the line to make sure that we weren't making a mistake moving forward as a state.
But with a couple of recent child deaths in the system and with the backlog of cases where investigations haven't even been finished yet. The stakes are really high here, but obviously the issues are complicated, too, in trying to tackle this. It's a very troubling sort of thing.
That's definitely true. But neither bill, neither the House nor Senate version, addresses investigation into abuse claims. You know, a lot of lawmakers cite the case of young Imani Moss. She died horrifically. She was found burned in a trash can, and the police say that she likely died days earlier because of starvation. But she was in her parents' care when she died. So, and neither bill does anything to address that side of children who...
So what you're saying is it doesn't change how investigations are done. It might increase oversight. But really what these bills are concerned with is the structure of the system rather than who does the investigations. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. The Division of Family and Children Services would continue to investigate abuse and neglect cases. They would maintain that authority. But Senator Renee Unterman, who's really been the most vocal lawmaker about this bill, her position is that, you know, while the bill doesn't explicitly address that, privatizing services like case management and adoption and foster care would maybe alleviate some of the pressure on the Division of Family and Children Services so they could focus more on investigations.
It's interesting, though, that this issue, which is so important, actually got some bipartisan work done amid all of the back and forth over issues like guns in churches, for instance, or guns on campus, or drug testing for food stamp recipients, that kind of thing. This was an issue where people on both sides of the aisle really went at it, even though they might have differed with each other.
That's certainly true. They've really differed over, you know, how they want this to be rolled out and implemented. But I think the repeated line has been that people just want to improve the system. They want to prevent deaths like Imani Moss's. They don't want to see the state, you know, those things happen in the state. And I think that that's really been a driving force to having lawmakers work together.
WABE's Michelle Alloy, who's been covering the issue of how to reform the state's child welfare and foster care system. Michelle, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll keep an eye on what happens the next few hours.
Thanks so much, Dennis.